Okay, today's daf is Kuf Beis. We are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. And we're up to Elamayata. Yeah. So it's about 12:14 lines down, maybe. The line starts with the word V'idoch. And we're up to Elamayata. So this is now going, we had this machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda about how many dayanim you need for a chalitza. Yeah, and we had the machlokes. The Chacham said 3, Rabbi Yehuda said 5, and they learned it out from the psukim. And so it was zikanim. Zikanim is 2, and Rabbi Yehuda says that ziknei and zikanim both are counted, so it's 2 plus 2, and then you have to have an odd number, so you end up with 5. Freda Gemara Ela Meyat, if that's the case, it says there v'koru. Every time you have a plural word, you're going to make it mean to dayanim. So it says v'koru, that the elders, they call to him, yeah? V'koru, like this. It says, oh, right, the shnayim. And then it says v'dibru, they speak to him. It's another shnayim. It's hachinami, Rabbi Yehuda, rekan tisha, and Rabban rekan shiva. You're going to start counting like that. So then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be 9. According to the Chacham, it should be 7. So the Gemara says, no. Because those are needed. You can't. They're not extra to teach you anything. Because you learned in the Braisa. V'koroloi, what does it say? V'koroloi, they call to him. V'loi shlucham. Not through a shliach, that they have to talk to him directly. V'dibruei lov, what does that teach you? Melamed, they speak to him. What do they speak to him about? It doesn't say what they say. It says they call him, and they speak to him, and then suddenly he says, I don't want to lechafas to the kachta. Yeah? So what's the... So what is it that they say to him? Says the Braisa, Malamed, this teaches you, Shemesiyan le Eitzahai Genesle. They give him some suitable advice, marriage counseling. Shimhoyahu Yelet. If he was a young child, a young lad, he's a Cana and she's an old lady. Other who's
teenager.
How do you know it's a teenager? No, young. He's young and she's old. Or who's Zakin Vihi Yalda, or he's old and she's young. They say to him, Malacha etzel yalda, malacha etzel skena. If he's old, they say to him, what do you want to marry such a young wife for? If he's young, they say to him, what do you want to marry such an old hag for? Klach etzel shakamoscha. Stick with someone in your own generation. Yal tachnis kitata lasech pesecha, and don't bring discord into your home. Because if you marry someone from a different generation, there's going to be a generation gap. And therefore, there will be discord. So therefore, they give him advice whether they think it's a suitable for him to marry this girl or not.
The whole thing is very interesting here. That the Torah expects that you want to be evil, because if you do chalitza, you're not looking like you're really such a nice guy.
Yes, but the Torah still gave you the concept of chalitza for the
option.
Gave you the option.
The Chacham will chatchila gan yisayim. Well, don't do what the Torah actually wants you to do.
Well,
the alternative.
Yeah, but there's, you know, it's got to be practical though. They want to give practical advice. Okay, 3 lines, the third last narrow line. Amar Rava. Yeah, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha. So we had this machlokes. The Chachamim said that you need 3 dayanim, and Rabbi Yehuda said 5. Says Rava in the name of Rav Nachman. Halacha is chalitza b'shloisha. That you need 3 judges. Again, we said they don't have to be experts, but they do have to know how to read and tell them what to say. 3 judges. Hoyol v'sasam lantana kavase, because we have a stam mishnah that says 3, so the chachamim is stam, and it's of Yehuda, the das yochid, that says 5, so we go according to the stam. Amale Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava quoted Rav Nachman on that, and then after he quoted him, he went and asked Rav Nachman exactly why he says that. Ihochi, if you're right, that when because it's a stam, therefore it's a it's we paskin like that is miun nami. We should paskin also by miun that it's 3. Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, miun v'chalitza b'shloisha. It says miun and chalitza. This is in Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Well, it's the first Mishnah as printed in the Gemara, the whole long Mishnah there, which tells you how many judges you need for every type of case. The Mishnah goes for about a page and a half there. And there it says, Amiyun v'chalitza b'shloisha. Both miyun, that's when the girl walks out, when she was married off by her brother, and she walks out at the age of 12 and says, I don't want the husband. And chalitza is b'shloisha, is 3 dayanim. So why don't we pass in that miyun also has 3 judges, because you've got a stam mishnah. So who says you don't? Ah, you'll tell me we take a paskin like that Mishnah. Well, Tanya, but we learned in a brisa. Miyun, what's the story with miyun? Beshama emrim bezdin mumchin. Beshama say, but for miyun you need to have proper bezdin, proper judges of Sanhedrin style. It can be proper bezdin or not proper bezdin or just anybody. But Elo, when he says Shaleva Bezdin, it doesn't mean by just by themselves. It means you don't need Sanhedrin. But they both Beshama and Beshilal agree that you need to have three judges for Miyun. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Machshir and Mishnayim. They say two is enough.
So that one saying is going to be busy, the other saying Shnayim is
Edim. Yeah. They don't need Edim is enough. V'yamar Rav Yosef Bar Minyan, v'yamar Rav Nachman, halacha k'asei azug. And you, Rav Nachman, paskin like that pair who said two is enough. Why do you paskin like those two? Why don't you go like the Stam Mishnah, which says miyun is b'shleisha? So Rav Nachman will answer you, hasam chad stamo. By miyun, there's only the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says miyun is b'shleisha. So it's one Stam. But hacha, trei stami. Now we've got two. We've got our Mishnah over here. We've got the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that say chalitza is b'shloisha. Frekt rabba vayta.
Plus you mean you've got this all the shamei b'as agreed it's got to be three. The question is what sort of three?
No, you would have to say that according to the others, Beis Hillel and b'shamai didn't say that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you've got a Stam Mishnah that doesn't go according to Beis Hillel. It must be that the author of that Stam Mishnah says Beis Hillel didn't say that. Yeah, it's in a brisa, so it's not as authenticated. Yeah. So he comes up with a new concept. If you have one Stam Mishnah, then you don't have to listen to it. But if you got two Stam Mishnahs, then you do. So the Gemara says back. So Rava says back to Rav Nachman, "Hasam nami trei Stam Mininu." By miyun, there's also a second Stam Mishnah. Detnan, another Mishnah. Mishnah miyun eisha chalza befanav. This is in Gittin, I think. So what happened was, You have a judge. So if you have a judge who paskins that a woman is divorced, yeah, and he's one judge, we don't necessarily trust him. Well, he shouldn't marry her, yeah. If he says to her, let's say she's allowed to marry an aguna, and the dying paskin she can remarry, he shouldn't marry her. Why? Because it looks sus. It looks like he paskin that she can remarry, and then he goes and marries her. It looks like he paskin that in order so he can marry her. Yeah? So it looks a bit dodgy, so therefore he shouldn't marry her. However, miyun no isha chalza befanav. If he was one of the people who watched her do miyun, or who presided over the miyun, or presided over the chalitza, yisa'ena, then he may marry her. Why? Mimnesha hu bebezdin, because it's bezdin, and bezdin is three. And therefore, even though he was one of them, but there's two others with him. So we can't say that they fudged it, they didn't do it properly in order to allow her to marry, because three of them wouldn't all conspire to do an improper job just so he can marry her. If he's all by himself, he could do something dodgy in order that he wants to marry her. But if there's three of them, then that's not going to happen. And therefore, even though he was one of the three, he's allowed to marry her later on, even though she became mutter through his own action. So there what? He says, who bezdin? So therefore it says clearly that a miyun needs bezdin. So again you have two stams. Ella, so the Gemara says, yeah, but that Mishnah mentions chalza also. So therefore, hasam trei stam. And now the score is, miyun has two stams, but hachat lasa. By chalitza you have three stams. So Rava says to Nachman, what is going on here? Michtei hastam of a hastam. If you've got a stam Mishnah, and you hold halachas like a stam Mishnah, Mali chad star, Mali trei star, Mali tlosa. Who cares if it's one star Mishnah or two star Mishnahs or three star Mishnahs? If you go like a star Mishnah, then it doesn't matter how many numbers there are. It's not a game where you're three against two. What's going on here? You should always pass them like the star Mishnah. Elam Rab Nachum Bar Yitzchak. It's not the pshat that it's because it was a star Mishnah. That's why Rab Nachman. But when he says Hail v'sasam lantana kavosei, he doesn't mean merely the normal fact that it was a star Mishnah. But he means Hoyel v'sasam v'makom machlokes, in a place where this halacha is mentioned, and Rabbi Yehuda, who's the arguer and says you need five, he had an opportunity to jump in and argue, and he didn't, as we'll see. So we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda himself changed his mind and agreed. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, this is the same. This is a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the same Mishnah. Smichas kainim be'egla rufa. This is the elder smichas kainim here. Doesn't mean you give smicha to a rabbi. It means when you have a par helam dovashal tzibur, if the whole community sinned based on a teaching of Beis Din, and everybody did an avera, so they have to. There's one korban for the whole community. This bull. And it says there that the elders have to lean their hands on the bull. Smicha skenim. And egla rufa. Also, it says the elders go out and do the egla rufa if they found a dead body in between, out in the middle of nowhere, and they don't know who killed him. So the closest city has to bring this egla, and they kill it. So that also requires elders. It says that the ezekenim is bishloisha divar Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, for both smichas kenim and egla rufa, you need only three. Rabbi Yehuda emar bechamisha. Rabbi Yehuda, the same way he says over here, five by chalitza lechera. He says by five over there. But then that same Mishnah continues. Achalitza v'miyunim bishloisha v'loika polig Rabbi Yehuda. The same Mishnah then continues. Chalitza and miyun is three, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Is Rabbi Yehuda, who's in that Mishnah, arguing whenever he doesn't agree? All of a sudden, by chalitza and miyun, when they say three, he doesn't argue anymore. Why not? Why doesn't he jump in and argue? Ishmami nahada be Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda himself changed his mind.
Well, so he had to now learn the psukim differently than which he based his chamisha on.
Okay, so he learned the psukim differently. Maybe he used it, like we said, miboyle. We asked, what did they do with it? They learned, they said, shouldn't have any, he learned from Zakenim, the Yorka, Lainis Kane and the Yorka, they have to see it, all those sorts of things over there. Yeah? So he used it for other things. So therefore, he is saying, so Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, and therefore, that's, if Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, that means everyone agrees. There's no argument anymore. So that's why Paskin, that it's three. Shema Mino. Okay. Next, Omar Rava, Tzrichit Ayani Lemikba Duchta. When these rabbis get together to do a chalitza, they have to fix a place. They can't just do it, you know, in the street or in the corridors. Dichsiv, as the Mishnah says, we also yavim tahashra. The pasuk says, that she goes up to the gates where the skenim are. So the gates means that's where the judges used to sit, in the gates of the city. So it has to be in a fixed spot. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Berdi Yeshua of the Uvdu B'chamisha. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Berdi Yeshua, when they had to do Chalitza, they got together, the Poyol, and they had five people. Freda Gemara Keman, Rabbi Yehuda, why do they do five? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda himself changed his mind, and everyone agrees three. Answer the Gemara, the Frasume Milsa. Me'ikar Adin, they take only needed three. Why did they want five? They wanted more publicity. They wanted more publicity, Rashi says, because A, that everyone should know she's a chalutza and a kohen wouldn't marry her inadvertently, or B, that everyone should know she's a chalutza and therefore she's free to marry somebody else if she wants, and then people should go and try to make shidduchim with her. So that's just for publicity. But Me'ikar Adin, three was enough. Ravashi ikula be Rav Kahana. Ravashi came to Rav Kahana's place. Amalei solik malagabon lemilu bechamishi. He says to him, come with us to make up five. So they also did five, again, for the same reason, to make a presume milsa. Amar Rav Kahana, havaki im nekame de Rav Yehuda. I was hanging around in front of Rav Yehuda, v'amali, and he said to me, ta sak lezirzi dekani listarufa bechamisha. Come with me to the, where the bales of hay are sitting. So we said you have to be keveya mokim. So they were keveya mokim on the bales of hay. That's where they sat to do the case. And he said, come to make five. It's Amrulai, Lamali Chamisha. So he said to him, why do we need five? It's Amrulu. And he said to them, Ki echid lefarsim milsa, again, to make publicity. So they all said the same thing. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, have a koi kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was hanging around with Rav Yehuda. Amalei sokta lezirzi dekarnis terufi bechamisha lefasumei milsa. And he told him, come to those, to the bales of hay, and we're going to make five people, and we're going to make a publicity for our chalitza. So he told him straight away that it was for publicity. So everybody was, that's all very nice. But Amalei, but unfortunately, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says to him, Tanina, we learn B'Yisrael. What do we learn from the word B'Yisrael? Now, Pasuk, one of the things which we mentioned yesterday, B'Bezdin Yisrael, V'Lei B'Bezdin Shogerim, that the judges in the case of Chalitza have to be born Jewish, not gerim. Vana gerano, and I'm a ger, so I can't be one of your five. You have to get somebody else. So, so therefore he didn't go, I guess. Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says about him, Kegain Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is so pious that mafikna mamayna apume, that you would take money out just based on his word. If he says someone owes him money or if somebody owes someone money, you would just listen to him just because he's such a big tzaddik. Fredi Gemara mafikna sol kadaitach, he could take out money, val pishnayim made him amrachmana. You can't break the rules. The Torah said you need two witnesses. How can you take out money from Reuven and give it to Shimon based on the words of one person? Torah says two. Ella, what he meant was marana shtara pume. Not a clear-cut thing like that, but for example, to say that a shtar, to devalue a shtar. For example, if he says, I know that shtar is paid. So Reuven brings out a shtar on Shimon that says Shimon owes him money, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda comes along and says, nah, that one's been paid already, I know that for sure, then we would not go and collect. So to take out money, we can't do, unless you have two witnesses. But to say,
to stop
someone from having to pay, then we would do it in the words of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, because he is so honest and trustworthy. Okay, Omar Rava, top of the page. Ger donas chaveret var teira. Even though we said that a ger, so this is talking about dinner nefoshes with the Beitzim, so we said that regarding dinner nefoshes, only a person born Jewish can be a judge. And dinner mamoninus, it can be anybody, even a ger. But for dinner nefoshes, it has to be a born Jew. However, if the person being judged is also a ger, then a ger can judge him even dinner nefashos. Shenemar, the pasuk says, where do we learn the whole thing out from? It says in Parshas Soiftim, same tostim olecha melech asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo. When it comes to appointing a king, so it says, you shall appoint a king upon you who Hashem will choose. Mikerev achecha tostim olecha melech. From amongst your brothers, you have to put on the king. So therefore, mikerev achecha means not a ger; it has to be a born Jewish. But when is that? Alechahu, when you put him upon yourself, when he's over the top of people who are born Jewish, but inner mekerav achecha, then you need that the judge. Rashi says that when it says same tossim, that comes to include also a judge, because that's talking about a king. So what's a judge get into here? Because same tossim means anything you put. Whenever you put someone in charge, he should be a Jew, not a ger. So that is only when it's putting it above people who are born Jewish. Aval ger. But if the person of a ger don es chaver a ger, but if it's one convert judging another, that is okay. V'im ha'isa ima miYisrael, if his mother was Jewish, then he was born Jewish, and don afiril Yisrael, then he can judge even a person born Jewish, because he was also born Jewish. But in chalitza, but when it comes to chalitza, as it says, we just talked about that a ger doesn't work. Achayhei avi v'ima miYisrael. For a chalitza to be a judge, in the case of chalitza, it has to be that his father and mother were both Jewish. Shenema v'nikra shmei b'Yisrael. That is what we learn from the pasuk v'nikra shmei b'Yisrael, that both of his parents are Jewish at the time when he was born. Omar Rab. Okay, so that's about the gerim. Now it comes about the shoes. Omar Rab, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav. Im yavi Eliyahu v'yomer chotzim b'minol shoymin loy. If Eliyahu Navi will come and paskin that you can do chalitza with a minol. So remember we said yesterday the minol is the soft shoe, sneakers, and the sandal is the hard one. So if Eliyahu comes and tells us that we can use the soft shoe, we listen to him. But if he told us ein chotzin b'sandal, if he told us that you're not allowed to use this hard shoe sandal, ein shomer lo, we wouldn't listen to him anyway. Shekvar nagu ha'am b'sandal, because that's what everybody uses, and we would tell Eliyahu Hanavi, sorry, we've already worked it out without you. Thank you very much for your words. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rav Kahana Amar Rav. Rabbi Yosef says, no, what did Rabbi Rav say? Im yave Eliyahu yomer ein chaltze b'minol shomin loy. Because we said in the Mishnah that b'minol is b'di'evit is okay, right? Chaltze b'minol was k'sheira, which means that b'lechatchila not, and b'di'evit yes. Yeah, so therefore Rabbi Yosef says that Rav said, no, that if he told that we think in the Mishnah that you can't, that b'di'evit the soft chew is good. If Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell us that you can't use the soft chew, Shomim Lo, we would listen to him. But if he came and told us, Ein Cholzin B'Sandal, Ein Shomim Lo, Shekvar Nagua on B'Sandal, we wouldn't listen to him about the sandal. So what's the difference? So my Binayu, what is the difference between the Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, what Rabbi said? Ike Binayu Mino Lechatchila. The difference is whether you can use a soft chew Lechatchila. According to Rav, if Eliyahu will come and tell us that we can do chalitza on a soft chew lechatchila, we will listen to him. Yeah? That means at this point, we say that he cannot. And this, according to Rabbi Yosef, if he comes and tells us not to use it, we would listen to him. That means at this point, without Rabbi Eliyahu HaNavi, we do use it, even lechatchila. Yeah? So according to Rabbi Yosef lechatchila, you can use the soft chew, and according to Rabbi, you cannot. Is the question is, how can Rabbi Yosef say that you can use the soft chew lechatchila? Our Mishnah says that if you use the minol, it's kosher. But that expression, chalitzasak sheira, is the yevet ain't. That's telling you that if you did it, it's kosher. That's expression of if you already did it, it means past tense, is telling you lechatchila not. So how can Rabbi Yosef say that lechatchila you can? Says Rabbi Yosef, who at the end of lechatchila, really you can use a soft chew even in the first place. Why does it say then a lashon of b'di'eved? I did the boy the mishnah sefer bam pil yachadisos psula, because it wants to tell you that if you just had a piece of cloth wrapped around his foot, then it's no good. Is dafila d'yevet, and that's no good even b'di'eved. Is tananami reisha d'yevet, so that's why it uses the expression of d'yevet even in the reisha. Okay, now the Gemara concludes that this machlokes about lechatchila, whether you can use the soft chew, was actually a machlokes tanoim. Well, mil lechatchila tanoim, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi, pa machas alati l'netzivin. I once went for a trip to Netzivin. Matzasi zokei nechad, and I found there an old man. Amarti le klumat aboki, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And I said to him, do you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? He was the famous rabbi of Netzivin. Amar li, hey, he says, yep, I know him. V'al shulchani hu todir. And he's always on my table. I always invite him for lunch. He eats in my house a lot. So we asked him, "Klum ra'isa shechalatz b'yavama? Did you ever see him do a chalitza or preside over a chalitza?" Amar li, so he said to me, "Yeah, ra'isi shechalatz harbe pa'amim. I saw him many times preside over a chalitza. Was it b'minol or b'sandal?" He asks him, "Was it a soft shoe or a hard shoe?" It's Amar li, so he says to me, "V'chi chotzim b'minol? Are you allowed to use a soft shoe? What sort of question is that?" Skip the next words. Rashi says, "Is a martyr." So you're so one of them, this guy was telling him, "Hey, how come you're asking such a stupid question?" Because everyone knows, like he was taking on the pastors, that everybody knows you can't use a soft chew. So he says back to him, "A martyr." I said to him, "Im Cain, if you're telling me not allowed to use a soft chew, Ma Ra Rab Meir Loimer Cholz Bemino Chalitzasuk Sheira. How come Rab Meir says that if you did a soft chew, it's kosher?" And Rabbi Yaakov even goes further. Rabbi Yaakov Emer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Meir, that chotzel min lechatchila, that even lechatchila you can use the soft chew. So therefore, we see as a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Meir, that even lechatchila, whether you can use a soft chew or not. But everyone agrees it's good, but the yevet. Okay, now the question is, why should it be no good? Yeah, we haven't really discussed that yet. So far, we just talked about what they say. Is the question is, one who says lechatchila you should not use the soft shoe for chalitza, my time, what's the reason? If it's because the way this shoe is organized is you have the back of the shoe which is on his foot, and then you have these ritzuas. I didn't get a full picture in my mind, I must admit. There's a sort of a ritzuis, Rashi says, that are wrapped around and folded under. So it's like a double layer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way this minol works. So you have a double layer. The Torah says, "Cholzanale me'al raglich." You have to take the shoe from on his foot. So it means that the thing that she takes off has to be on his foot, not on top of something that else is that's on top of his foot. The me'al de'me'al, that means on top of something on top. That's no good. The Torah says she has to take the shoe off his foot, not off the something else that's on top of it already. So the Gemara says, so if that's the reason why it's no good, it shouldn't be good even with the Yevit. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try a different answer. It's a gzeira mishum mino merufa. No, the reason why the soft shoe is no good is because you might end up using it when it's torn. Because if you have a soft shoe, when it tears, you could still have it sitting on his foot. Yeah, because it's soft, it'll still fall into shape. And therefore, he could be wearing a shoe which is torn, and that is no good, because it has to be a proper shoe that's on his foot. So therefore, they said, with soft shoes, you shouldn't use altogether, because it might be torn. Inami mishum chatzi minal, or you might wear a half a soft shoe, because soft shoes, you could sometimes make do with a half, because it fits around, you can shape it to your foot better, and therefore he might well use it, so therefore, and that would be no good even with the yevet, so they said, don't use a soft shoe at all. Omar Rav, he loved the whereas with the hard shoe, if it breaks, if it's hard, it's going to break, it's not going to tear. Once it's broken, you can't wear it at all, and therefore there's no gzera that you might use a broken one. Omar Rav says, Rav, you love the chamisha, the chavivi, the chalatz besandal, the isla shinsin. If I wouldn't have seen, chavivi means my beloved, which refers to his uncle Rav Chia, who he called chavivi always. If I hadn't seen him with my own eyes, that he did chalitza, or he presided over a chalitza that was done with the sandal, the isla shinsin. It has laces, and you can loosen the laces, and therefore it's very easy to get it off. Once the shoelaces are undone, the shoe becomes very loose. If I hadn't seen him use such a shoe, I know I have a chalitzna ela bistandal adataya de mahadik tvei. I would have used only the Arab shoe, which is stuck on properly, because she has to pull it off. It has to be a bit of an effort. It can't be something that's already halfway off. So if you have a lace-up shoe and the laces are undone, that's too easy. So it would have to be like a slip-on thing where she has to actually pull it. V'haydi don, and our shoes, afagavti ispe chumarta, even though it has a knot that's on the edge to hold it on to the foot, katrinum be misna, we have to tie on an extra, we tie an extra strap, kihechet tevechalitosamayas, so she should come and undo it. We need her to undo it. So we have to make sure that when he turns up in Bezdin, the shoe needs some undoing. So even though we have one laces, we need to put a stronger strap on it. I don't know what Rashi's shoe looked like. We have to put something stronger on that should be done up really tight or really properly, and therefore she comes and undoes it. Okay, Simon Hatar Yevamu Sandal. Next. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hataras Yevamu Lashuk, at what point does she become mutter to marry out? Bishmitas Reva Okev, when most of his heel is out of the shoe. Meisavei, you'll ask you in a contradiction. Hutu retzuis minol v'sandal. If the straps of the minol or sandal were undone, oish shomat rev haregel, or most of his foot was out, most of his leg, I should say, regel, and we translate usually leg, is chalitzasa psula. That means if before she did anything, the straps were already undone, or his foot was mostly out, is no good. His timer, why is it no good there? De shomat hu, because he took it out before she got there. Ha shamtahi, but if she would have taken it out herself, chalitzasa kshera, then it would have been good. Yeah, so what does it say? Why? Because rev haregel, that seems to be the determining factor. Is rev haregel ain, most of the foot, yes, but rev haakev, why? But most of the heel, no. So Rav said it's most of the heel. And here it implies it has to be most of the foot. Says the Gemara, loy. Heine reva regel, heine reva ekev. When it says most of the regel, it means most of the heel. V'amai korole reva regel. So why does it say most of the foot? The kula chela de kara ale dachis. Because the weight, the strength, most of the weight of the person leans on his heels. So therefore, it means the heel, and it calls that most of the foot when the heel's out. You know what they say, you have to walk on your heels to save your soul. Sorry about that. You haven't heard that one? Shoemaker told me that a long time ago when I was getting a soul repaired. Anyhow, Messiah the Rabbi Yanai. This is a proof for Rabbi Yanai. Dom Rabbi Yanai, Bein Shehitiru Vishamtahi, whether he undid it and she slipped off the shoe, Bein Shehitiruhi Vishamatu, or she undid the laces, but he took the shoe off as Chalitzasa Psula, it's no good. Achatatiruhi Vitashmini. She has to both undo the laces and take it off. The whole getting it off has to be her, not that he's already done half the work for him. Okay, boy, Rabbi Yanai, what about Karatuma? What if she doesn't slide the shoe off, but she just rips it off? Just rips the shoe. Or Raftahu Mahu, what if she burns it while it's on his foot? She really liked him, so she decided to just set fire to his foot, and the shoe comes off in that manner. Is that good? Do we say Gilu Karab in Ovaika? Is the point that she has to just reveal his foot? So once the shoe's off and his foot is revealed, is good. Or is the word chalitza means to pull off the shoe, and she didn't do it. So is it good or not good? Leave that question for when Motel comes back.
But funny thing, this whole shoe business in altogether.
The whole shoe business. Yeah, shoe business.
I wonder whether there's an explanation somewhere why shoe, you know. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Why it's a shoe.
Yeah, well, what's it got to, the shoe got to do with divorce and marrying and all this kind of thing?
Okay.
I'm sure it's got to be discussed.
It's a bit philosophical. Philosophical question.
Released from the zika she has and the shoe's being released. That's
it's supposed to be, this is, yeah, but what does it say? This is what you do to somebody, Ashela Yivne Beisachiv. So he's not going to build his brother's house, like he doesn't deserve a shoe.
Why is it the disc you do?
He doesn't deserve a shoe. He doesn't deserve
it. Under the chuppah of males, the man steps on the woman's foot. There's a minute to do that.
Yeah.
Show that you're under the shoe. So this is releasing the shoe.
Releasing the shoe. All right. Yeah, I like that. Okay, boy minute of Nechemya me Rabba. Nechemya asked Rabba, Shnei minolim zel gav ze mahu. If the guy's wearing two shoes, one on top of the other, so is that good? Can you do a good chalitza? The question is, what does she do? Hey chedomi, ilem v'de shalafte li'loi v'koytatoi. If she only took off the top one and left the bottom one on, that's for sure not good, because me'al amar rachmana, the Torah says that she has to take the shoe that's off on his foot off. Not the one that's on top of the one that's on top of the foot. So the Gemara says it's true. My question was, the karate leiloi, first she ripped the top one, but it's still sitting there. And then she took out the bottom one. Having ripped the top one, she could slide out the bottom one from underneath. But the top one is still there. Is that good? Do we say chalitza be'ino va'ika, that she needs to remove the shoe, and she did? Or does the foot need to be revealed, and it's not? Can you wear two shoes, one on top of the other? Says the Gemara, ain't. Yes, you can. We saw Rabbi Yehuda, and he was wearing five pairs of shoes. I don't know what sort of shoes they were, but anyway, it's possible, right? Yeah. Colossians, Rashi says. They're hard.
Thick socks.
Even emailed the market.
And in Arabic, they're called almuks. So anyway, there you go.
Uggs.
What? Uggs. Om Rav Yehuda Marav. Okay, weiter. Om Rav Yehuda Marav. Yevomashe Higdila Beina Achin. A sister-in-law who grew up with all the brothers. She was very friendly with all the brothers. Muteris, the Nasila Echamina Achin. She's allowed to do Yibum with one of them. But and we're not worried that maybe it's somewhere along the line, because they're all good friends, that she just pulled off his shoe, not for chalitza, just stam. She was helping him get his shoes off, and she pulled off his shoe. So, because they're such good friends, but we're not choishish for that. So, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, time with the lechazinon, because we didn't see her take off his shoe, then we can assume that she didn't. Ha chazinon, chashinon. That means if we saw her take off his shoe, he came home from work and he had his boots on, and he was just too tired to get them off, so she pulled off his boot. Yeah, so then what? Then we have to be choishish. Maybe that's chalitza, and he shouldn't be allowed to marry her.
So even though there's no ziknia here and none of the other things, you know, shali and all that other
requirements. No, but chazinon, we saw it. So yeah, even though she didn't say the words yet.
What marry her? Brother and sister?
No, one second. But chalitza like that would be enough to passel him. She would probably have to do it again with all of the right things, but that would be enough to say that he can't do yibum anymore. Fred the Gemara, but who cares about even if we saw her take off his boot? Whether it's a case where he intended for chalitza and she did not, whether it's a case where she intended for it and he didn't, then it's no good, unless they have kavana. So if she just helped him take his boot off after a long day, that's not chalitza, because they weren't intending for it to be chalitza.
Brother and sister.
The brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, hachika amar, afagaf the chazinon is ein cheshish in shema kivnu. On the contrary, what it really meant to say, Rav, was that even if we see that she took off his boot, we're not cheshish that maybe they had in mind the same chalitza. The Ika, the Amri, and some say the version goes like this. Time with the loy chazina. The reason why we're not worried about it is because we didn't see them take off, you didn't see her take off his shoe. Ha chazina, but if we did witness it, chazishin, we worry that maybe that was chalitza, and therefore she cannot now do yibum with him. Udekatanya boy kavana. Ah, you were worried. Well, who cares? Even if we saw it, maybe it's kavana. As honey, milish to really alma. Kavana is needed to make the chalitza kosher so that she can marry somebody else. Avalaachin mifsala. But even if she did one without kavana, that's enough to make it that she can't do yibum anymore with the brothers. All right, leave it over here.